That's a tall order. It's easy to understand the direction for the image, but you see what I've done there. I've combined two things. The same effect you would get when you watch this suit of clothes settle front against back, which is really essentially relaxing the supertension we carry up here. However, by stipulating that the first rib maintain its perpendicularity as it sinks into the floor, that is requiring a much higher level of muscle organization. That is to say, you've got to have the upper front. And that's tough, because most of us achieve whatever tensile support we get here by just tightening everything through here, having one solid wall of steel. It's hard to differentiate that. So this is the beginning of that. And again, I did it on this level because those persons who've worked for me before need a little challenge. So I'll give it to them. If any stage of this you feel is too much to work with, then work at whatever part of what I'm giving now you can. But I'm going to break it down as we go through the process, so that I'll be giving, well, I have to do it linearly because that's the way we speak. I can't give all lines of direction at once. So I'll break it down. It won't be any problem following it. We'll be doing that. And that, again, I don't want to do until we get onto the floor. Work on that. Now, the first thing that we're going to be doing, however, is to get a sense of the ribs at their spinal articulation. When you are sitting right now, in a very general kind of way, you could just think of letting your ribs lean against your spine, rest in the spine. Or actually, there is a thrusting of the ribs into the spine because they're transmitting the weight back to the spine. So you could think it that way. But what we're going to do is, as we lie on the floor on our sides, is we're going to imagine that the ribs are sinking into the spine very much the way a finger sinks into a glove, to help develop the sensitivity to that. Now, again, as the weight is transmitted through the ribs to the spine, we want to learn to let it flow downward. Remember, instead of using the muscles back here for tensile members and pulling the weight up, the weight is going in here and then it's going to flow downward. So we'll be touching, estimating, of course, the various points that would represent the rib articulation, so that you can think rib sinking in spine. Also, I want to touch around the sacrum so that you'll let the spine lengthen. So I want to combine those two images: rib thrusting into spine, spine lengthening by watching the tail lengthen. See, this is all part of that going towards the ideal postural pattern, letting the spine lengthen, which brings it closer to its central axis, letting the ribs sink back into the spine, which brings them closer into alignment with the central axis instead of pulling them forward. And then, as you get that, when you come to the standing position, we'll put it all together by having you let the puppeteer support you from here as the back part of the ribs sink into the spine or rest against the spine. The ribs in that sense are actually serving to brace the spine. And I often as I image it, I include in my image the idea that if my ribs are thrusting against the spine here, they are, in a sense, actually helping to keep the spine erect. So you don't have to really hold it up so much. I just let the ribs softly rest against the spine, helping to brace it. And that releases a lot of the tension across the back. Sure. Be absolutely appropriate.
Could you hold your finger in the angle for the direction?
Okay, the angle is actually slightly up. I didn't want to complicate it that much for everybody, but if you want to be, for those of you who may have worked before, if you want to get the precise angle, it's moving slightly upward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would help the butt. That would help it. That's right. So that you can think of the angle moving slightly upward. Slightly up. Okay. And we'll go down. We're going to do one side at a time. You'll be lying on one side. And we'll work on the ribs that are closer to the ceiling. We'll be working in the angle between the posterior spinous processes and the lateral ones, so that as you go into the spine here and you touch, you are approximating the angle, your long side, really the angle of the rib. Go down, touch in here. Because the rib is at an angle like that, and if the thrust that the rib exerts against the spine were carried through, it would come out on the other side of the sternum. It would be like that. So you're touching then in the, I call that a gutter formed by the posterior and lateral spinous processes. And you're touching at an angle. And that approximates the thrust of the ribs in the spine. Regardless of the angle, the major thing here is to get a sense of the rib moving against the spine or resting against the spine. That in itself can create a lot of ease in your back. Okay. Again, when you lie down on your side, you'll want to be resting on your ribs. And at some point, I'm going to ask you to, as you rest on your ribs, let your ribs, even while you're lying, support your spine. The spine can be resting as you lie down on the ribs on which you're lying. Again, to get that sense of ribs going into the spine. We'll find the level of the first rib by running our fingers down the cervical spine. You come to the long, that long process at the base of the neck, which is the seventh cervical. Then you go just a little bit below that, and you're at the level of the first rib. So we'll start at the first, and we'll move down about a half to three quarters of an inch. And you will be approximating those rib thrusts. Okay. Then, after you've done that, we're going to have you roll around your rib cage, roll onto one side and then the other. And as you roll, to let the weight of your body in the roll take the ribs into the spine, Just another way to familiarize yourself. Maybe do that a couple of times on each side. As you roll your weight onto your ribs, let the weight take the ribs into the spine. Then you'll be lying on your back and we'll center the first rib back here. And after you get it centered here, we're going to watch it seesaw, get a little movement in it, front going up, back going down. The back going down, the weight goes all the way into a lengthening action. The up the front of the seesaw can just go up indefinitely. Then we'll see that first rib balance on its edge like a coin and sink into the floor, maintaining its perpendicularity. Then when you come up, you'll let the ribs rest against the spine and you'll watch an imaginary puppeteer support you from here. As that lengthens and the ribs sink into the spine. Okay, folks, that's our work cut out for us. Let's go after it. Do we need to move the benches? There's a class here this afternoon, Ruth. Is there one today?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So we'll put the benches back in the room. Yeah, I think they have to go back into the kitchen.
Yes, the benches in the kitchen were a little